Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. But you still did the point, so I was very happy about that.
I'm desperately trying to sound not drunk right now.
Totally ruins the illusion. When you
pulling it off. No. Okay, here we go.
No. Other than that, Brandon, how's it going right now?
Oh, pretty good. I've been having a good Saturday. We're recording this on a Saturday.
But you're not going to hear it for a long time.
It's going to be heard in the future. Someone just had a sip of their drink and did not feel like they were happy about it.
No, it wasn't negative about it. It was like a shocking difference from my last drink.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a good segue. What are you drinking right now?
You made it for me.
I did, yeah.
I think it's pineapple rockstar with something in it.
Vodka.
With vodka in it?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to stay up late and play. I said a while ago, it's a while ago from when you're listening to this. I started a new Animal Crossing Island, and I'm going to be going back to work here right away. We're recording, I'm still during reading week. So I wanted to stay up late and play. And decided to have an energy drink.
Nice.
Yeah, you just made it for me, so thank you.
I did, yay for me.
What about you?
Oh, I'm just having some peach gin.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Gin with peach.
Bubbly, yeah.
It's not peach gin, which would be delicious.
It would be delicious.
Someone should make peach-infused gin or something.
I'm sure they have.
I'm sure they have. I don't know. Anyway.
And what has your nerd thing been lately, even though you're listening to this in the future?
I started a new game today.
Oh, yes? And what was that?
It is the game of the minute. I've been suckered in by the hype train.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's called Helldivers 2.
Okay. Was there a part 1?
There was, yeah.
Did
that
you
was
play
long.
It?
No.
Okay.
No. It's an interesting game. It's basically Starship Troopers. The game. Like, that's what it is. You do missions on planets to liberate
that's cool.
The galaxy for the case of democracy versus the evil bugs.
Knowing that makes a lot more sense what I was overhearing you play.
Yes, I was saying for democracy.
Yes,
a lot.
And I was like, I mean, like, good, but it seemed a little out of place.
Anyway, it's pretty fun, and yeah.
Nice. My nerd thing is I am in the local theater group, and we're putting on a play, and it's like a week away.
A week away.
Well, a week away from when we're recording.
A week away, a week
exactly.
away.
Exactly. It will be away. Long done by the time you're listening to this, yeah. And
thank goodness.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Well, but you should tell what the play is.
Okay, so, and I actually did post about this on our Instagram stories as well, but we are doing Snow White. It's a panto, and the best way I can explain a panto, people, the full line is pantomime, and people think it's like
miming. No.
It's not what it is. No. A panto, the closest example would be Shrek. It takes a well-known story or stories and kind of mocks them a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, plays with the source material, and there's always certain characteristics, like, there's always music throughout. There's always a love interest, and the male half of the love interest is always played by a girl. And there's always a character called the Dame, and is always played by, like, a man in drag, basically, but, like, really over the top. Like, had our last one we did was Treasure Island, and he had a big beard that he, like, dyed, like, bright pink or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, sparkles, and it's very,
it's a thing. And if you were
British,
if you're British, you would know what we're talking about. It's very British.
Yeah, so we're doing Snow White.
Yeah.
And there, in this version of Snow White, there are actually two fairy godmothers,
and you're one of them.
Yes, one is in training, and we were actually I was using my vast Disney knowledge to explain to her how they do the training when you are a Disney princess for how you move your hands. Because I saw in a documentary once them training Disney princesses up on, like, during, like, on floats during parades, how they wave a very particular way. And it's called the window wash.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's not the queen wave.
No, that's totally different. But I was teaching her how to do that. So she is her role as a fairy godmother is she's trying to earn her wings. So she's kind of like the narrator. And then she has this kind of a little slightly crabby, more cynical, no nonsense professor, other fairy godmother who's like getting after her for doing things wrong all the time. And that's me. But it's like super competent.
That makes sense. Well, yeah.
But I basically am just playing myself, but with wings and a wand.
The cynical teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. One's very hopeful and upbeat. She's also a teacher, by the way, the girl playing her. She's considerably younger, so it like suits
it,
really well.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Okay. That's
so anyway,
cool.
It's fun. It's kind of cool to see the community members who are in it, and there's a lot of students and former students who are in it too, and that's kind of cool. There's a lot of like younger kids in it, and that can be a lot, but it's fun and it's exciting to see them so excited about theater.
It's the old adage, the old acting adage: never work with animals or children.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see them so excited about theater, though.
That's true.
So, it is, like, crazy time. I'm going back, and then it's, like, rehearsals every night until super late, and then we're done.
Yeah, we're just trying our best to record a couple episodes, because it's almost my vacation time.
It is, and we actually will have had an episode with you talking about that.
Yeah, in the future.
But we're
going to
record
in the past.
That.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's so confusing. But yes, we are going to skip news because this is coming out so far in the future that the news will not be valid anymore, and we'll do the news for a different episode.
Yeah, so we talked about it. You're going on a trip, and then I'm going on a trip, and the way it overlaps with the weekends, basically we are going to be gone for like 4 weekends in a row.
Yeah, that's like a whole month.
It's true. So, which is when we record and release. So we are going to record a lot in advance, so forgive us if there's no news or anything like that.
We're going to do our best. I don't know. Give you a little bit of entertainment while we're away.
It's true.
Having a relaxing time. No, wait. You're going to not have a relaxing time because you're going to be in Disneyland.
Sure will.
You'll be walking 20,000 steps a day.
Sure will.
Probably.
But I think this one will come out during your trip, not mine.
Okay. Disney Plus and chill. So what are we talking about?
I did a blind date with Disney.
It was kind of Valentine's Day themed.
Well, sort of. Yeah, like it was Valentine's Day inspired. I think it was like
that's why
on
I
a
picked it, yeah.
playlist or what on a list or whatever.
Yeah, it was in the Valentine's Day section of Disney Plus.
So it doesn't need to be Valentine's Day. It's just very, like, teen rom-com-y kind of
thing.
Yeah,
it's just a rom-com. It's fine.
Okay, so I'm sure... Do you want me to get into the plot here?
Let's do it. This is exciting. I'm very excited to hear about this.
Okay, so this...
I'm not sarcastic at all.
So this movie, Starstruck, came out in 2010. Okay?
Oh, that was almost 15 years ago.
You know what? You can just shush.
Oh, my goodness.
And this definitely came off the, like, trying to milk what was left of High School Musical. Because that came out in, like, 2006, 2008, like, that kind of time frame.
That was too long ago to even talk about.
Okay. Well, this one, it's called a musical romance.
Oh, there's music in it, eh? Oh,
well,
no.
Because Starstruck is about a pop star.
Oh, like what Justin Bieber.
Actually, he looks like Justin Bieber in 2010.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Justin Bieber was pretty big in 2010. I mean, he's still big now.
Totally different, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So it's
got a few more tattoos.
That's true. So it was obviously a television film. And
Disney Channel.
But it premiered on Valentine's Day in 2010.
Oh, so I did pick a good Valentine's Day movie. Okay, I am nailing it.
So good. Okay, so this is basically the gist. There's this girl named Jessica, and she is from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
What? Okay, someone on the writing staff just wanted to say Kalamazoo.
It's 100% true.
Okay, yeah.
So she's a teenager, and she has an older sister who's just like a year or two older than her. And her older sister is absolutely obsessed with teen pop icon
Justin Bieber.
Christopher Wilde. Wilde.
So close.
Last name is Wilde.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that's what they say when he walks by, because he's probably pretty. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. She has a widowed grandmother in Hollywood, California, and like their family is going to go visit her over spring break, and the older sister is like convinced that she's going to like track down Christopher Wilde.
That is stalker behavior.
It is stalker.
We do
behavior.
Not condone any stalking.
Oh, you just wait. It is such stalker behavior. Most actually, a lot of the plot behind this is driven by things like the paparazzi.
Like this Lady Gaga song?
Exactly. Hmm. So her older sister says, no, I know where he is at every minute of every day.
Excuse me?
She's the president of his fan club, but she follows all the blogs and the paparazzi that writes about him.
Oh. The paparazzi do tend to know where stars are.
Exactly. So she's not, like, installing cameras. She's reading the stuff people write who are installing cameras. Yeah. Or putting it on TV or whatever. Still not okay.
Celebrities do give a little bit of their right to privacy up, but not that much. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a line, and that sounds like they've crossed it.
Well, this is the older sister anyway, okay? She, meanwhile, like our main character, Jessica, hates him just because she's so annoyed by her older sister's obsession.
I see where this is going.
Of course you do. So they're in California. And the younger sister is very content to sit around and play board games with grandma.
I kind of like the younger sister.
Great. Every once in a while, the grandma's like, you should go, like, sit on the beach and read for a while. And I'm like, the granny's got it figured out, all right?
I want to
do a quick little nod here.
Nod.
Okay. They're visiting, and grandma's next door neighbor, or, like, close neighbor, is because she's a widow and is a male friend, and she says, oh no, they look after each other, and he like comes over and helps with like gardening or housework, and she goes and helps him with like cooking and things like that. She is obviously an older woman, and he's an older man, and they are from different ethnicities.
Okay.
And it's 2010. Everyone else in this movie is white. In LA. But yeah. they did a token nod.
Literally.
Literally.
And also, like,
yeah.
A wink, wink, nudge, nudge, love interest kind of thing for the
grandma. Oh, no, 100% it's a love interest. Yeah. 100%. Like, grandma is very, like, positive and hopeful about things, like, in general, like, about life in general and the future in general. And she says that, you know, it's really nice to have someone, you know, around to keep her company and those kinds of things. So that's just a little.
I bet it is. Ow. What?
So anyway, their first night there.
I said keep her company.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first night there, they find out Chris Wilde is going to be playing at this, like, bar that apparently you can get into bars.
The Viper Club.
What?
Oh, that's a club in L.A. that, like, all the stars used to go to. That's where the Pussycat Dolls started.
Oh, yeah, no, I have heard of this. Okay.
Johnny Depp used to go there all the time.
No, because this one apparently is fine.
I think he owned it, actually.
I think he did. This one is fine, apparently. It's teenagers. It's definitely like a club, but these are all supposed to be teenagers. So, like, it just doesn't show them drinking, but there's, like, music and the dancing and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
He also has a girlfriend, but it's very, like. It's almost like a celebrity couple that doesn't actually care about each other or like each other. Like,
oh, like Selena Gomez.
Like, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Yeah, like, I guess that's kind of like.
I'm pretty sure that's probably what they're going for.
Well,
yeah.
If it is, it's pretty insulting to Selena Gomez. Maybe they were mad at her after Camp Rock or something.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway. So, it's her birthday, and he has promised to sing her a song, and so he shows up. But he's not supposed to be leaving the house, because in the meantime...
under house arrest.
No. In the meantime, he's gained a bit of a reputation about being, like, spoiled and bratty kind of thing, right?
Like Justin Bieber.
So, He often like argues with paparazzi, and of course that never is a good look.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. So he's on the brink of landing like this huge movie deal, but the director's like, I don't know, you have like this reputation, I don't know if we want to work with you. And so the deal is like, he's like, no, I'm serious about landing this role. So he agrees to remain out of the tabloids for a while. So his parents are like, because everyone is obsessed with you, the only way for you to do that is just to stay home. So, but then he, like, sneaks out to go play at this bar, right? To sing for his girlfriend. Meanwhile, the older sister has drugged the younger sister along to the bar.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you said she drugged her. you meant she dragged her.
Mm-hmm.
She drug. It was a drug.
Yeah, I said she's drug her,
yeah,
too.
No, like, I'm not correcting your grammar. I was just confused as to the connotation. Okay. I thought the younger sister got drugged. Whoa. I was like, whoa.
Oh, there's some weird stuff that happens, though. So her parents agreed to let her go only if she brings the younger sister along. So the younger sister's like, I'm going to sit in the car and read while you go in. So they do that, and the older sister can't get any closer to the stage or whatever. So, over time, the younger sister gets annoyed, so she decides to get out of the car in, like, downtown L.A.,
apparently. The movie can happen.
So the movie can happen. She goes walking down a back alley, always a good idea when you're, like, 15, hanging out by yourself in L.A.
Yeah, no.
No.
Basically anywhere, don't...
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I
would not do that. And
no.
I am much older than that,
girl, yeah,
and I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not female.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't do that.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, she goes walking, and as you can imagine... The celebrity who's not supposed to be in public but did a performance in public is running out the side door, hits her in the head with the door.
Oh, it's a meet cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's just mad.
That was in stereo,
it was,
by the way.
It's true. I know. It's true. That's half-bad.
That was not planned, by the way.
No. Nope, that's just how we go.
we share the brain cells between us.
It's a true story.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's okay. So he takes her to the hospital. It's a whole thing. Gets back into the house. So they're tied up with each other for like a little bit because he has to take her home. But so anyway, all that is fine, and she like writes him off. He hides out in her parents'. Or in her grandma's garage overnight, and then is gone in the morning. No worries at all. And he keeps offering to, like, pay for whatever. He's like, oh, I'll pay for, you know, staying in the garage. I'll do whatever. So they don't think anything more of that. Go to the beach the next day. And, of course, they run into each other again, right?
Man, they should really watch where they're going.
Literally, this is what keeps happening. So they decide, meanwhile, the older sister is hanging out at the beach because she knows he likes to surf there. So she's, like, hoping for a...
I mean, if I live near the beach, I would also like to surf there. Mm-hmm, like, that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is fair play to him.
But also, the paparazzi has staked out the beach, too, because they're looking for him.
Well, if I was good at surfing and I knew the paparazzi were looking for me, I would surf in front of them. It's better than...
Arguing with them,
yes, yeah.
Yes, totally, exactly.
Yeah. So makes you look cool, yeah.
Things get pretty outlandish. yeah, no, this is still normal. The paparazzi show up, and they're kind of, like, standing and talking, so they run towards the parking lot, because that seems normal, and they can't get into his car. Cars are a big deal, too. He's, like, 16 or 17. He owns, like, 8 cars.
And he could almost drive them.
Right? So, anyway, they can't get into his car, because the paparazzi, of course, recognize it.
Paparazzi.
So she's like, oh, we can take the car we have, which is my grandma's car, and it's this tiny little, it's like way cuter anyway.
Grandma's car.
It's this tiny short little pink thing. It's great. It's like very retro. I love it. And like not good at all. Anyway, so she takes the super fancy keys from her, from Christopher Wilde and goes and dumps it in her sister's purse.
Oh, right.
And then
his name is Christopher Wilde.
Yes.
Right.
And then they just take off. So...
Oh, it's a flying car.
Yes. So, no.
Oh.
So this is the big thing. They keep getting spotted by the paparazzi in, like, different places, but they have this, like, nice little day where he's showing her all around L.A., and this is, like, they're going to pose in front of the Hollywood sign, and they're going to, like, pick up sunglasses at some street vendor. Like,
oh, it's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, we're going to put our hands in the handprints and all of those things, right? So they have the little montage.
It, is Ferris Bueller's yes. day off. Yeah,
so they have
yeah.
a montage. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then they realize the paparazzi is following them. So in an attempt to elude them, they take this side road. You can see where this is going. And they get horribly...
maimed.
Yes. No, but they drive off the main road, and they're kind of in, like, this little tiny trail, and they end up in basically a mud pool quicksand, and the car...
Quicksand!
Yes.
Whatever happened to quicksand?
I know. Why is... that? I thought that would be a much bigger problem. Like, it used to be in all the movies. So,
millennials, like, were prepared for quicksand.
Right.
And...
I know what to do in quicksand.
We were prepared for nothing. I have never seen quicksand before in my life.
Mm.
And I probably never will.
So, actually, this moment really stuck out to me because I was like, what? Quicksand? Swallows the car whole.
Whoa, that's some serious quicksand.
Well, they keep, like, climbing up and on top of it, and then they do, like, get out of it, basically. But the car and everything goes down. And then they're walking back to Malibu, basically. But they're kind of nearish by. And they get into a very heated argument, and basically, Jessica has a problem with Christopher about his, like, being so superficial, and then he enjoys hanging out with, and he, like, confesses that he likes her because she appreciates him for who he was, and not like, ooh, you're famous, right?
I mean, that's very common, that makes sense.
Yeah. And they kind of get this, like, super close, almost gonna kiss moment, but then he realizes he could be recognized, and he panics.
Ew.
And his immediate reaction to this is, like, you know what happens now, right? And she's like, oh, what? Like, they're having this nice little moment, they're, like, holding hands, walking along the beach, and he says, well, we can never see each other again.
True, yeah.
No one can know what happens between them that day. And he actually, so he bought her, like, this little disposable camera on their, and he's like, and I need to have all the pictures, so, like, you can't have proof that we were together, kind of. Thing.
Right, because he's trying to get this movie role.
Exactly.
And his agent / parents said, no, mm-hmm. you stay in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's logical, yeah.
So anyway, she's basically heartbroken and, like, really upset and angry. Well, Grandma's actually a real good sport about that car, by the way.
The one that got sucked in by the, the quicksand?
Yeah, she's a great...
She must have good insurance.
She says she
was... usually don't spring for the quicksand insurance.
No.
But apparently Grandma did.
Grandma knew what was up. Also, the older sister, meanwhile, keeps, like, running. So Christopher Wilde has a best friend who's also kind of, like, acts like his chauffeur. He's, like, mildly employed. And that's part of Jessica's whole point is, like, you might know everyone on staff, but they're your staff. Like, no one actually cares.
His job is drive.
His job is drive, exactly.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Wilde's job is sing.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes beach.
Sometimes beach.
So anyway, but they're friends, and so he keeps, like, meeting up with the older sister, and it's, like, just like what these movies do, it's not, like, suggesting that the best friend and the older sister are gonna get together, but they're, like, at least good friends by the end, so... He sends him to go pick up the sister from the club the first time when they meet, right? And then he sends, when the sister finds the car keys, she's, like, walking in the parking lot seeing what car it opens. And gets in the car.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay.
Yeah, gets in the car and realizes whose car it is, has, like, all his stuff there. And so, like, drives to his house, because that's a normal thing to do, apparently. And...
It's really not.
And then walks into his house, and the best friend is sitting there.
Was the house keys on the car?
I guess. I don't know.
We're just assuming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, anyway, like, no security or anything?
Exactly. So this happens. Christopher and his girlfriend break up. Christopher also finds out the paparazzi have documented. They have pictures of Jessica, like, walking into the house or whatever. And so his managers...
Man, Selena Gomez is going to be so upset.
Right?
She's probably going to write a song about it.
Probably has already. Actually, this was 2010.
Yeah.
So Christopher is kind of pressured.
I meant the one in the movie. Yes. Yeah.
Christopher is persuaded by his parents and his managers to lie about Jessica and be like, oh, I don't know, she's just a fan. I meet lots of fans. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't recognize her or anything. And
it wasn't me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Jessica is, like, absolutely followed around by paparazzi at this, like, little tiny house in the middle of nowhere. And she watches him tell the talk show that he's never met, and so he's angry. And so she goes outside and, like, just starts yelling at the paparazzi. and reprimands them for, like, dehumanizing and objectifying him. And then they're like, that was amazing. We got it all on tape. Like,
great.
Great, right? Like, yeah. The whole thing is that you can't handle the paparazzi. Almost again in unison. And Jessica then becomes notorious for supposedly lying about having met Christopher ever. And Christopher's best friend, whose name is Stubby.
Stubby? Mm-hmm. Wait. You buried the lead on this. He has a best friend named Stubby?
That's the driver.
Oh, that's the driver. Mm-hmm. His job is drive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, he's also not white, so I guess there were two.
Oh.
I was just like, it's
thank
LA.
Thank goodness we have.
It is LA, guys. Come on. But anyway.
Yeah, no, LA is pretty multicultural.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anyway.
So, Stubby basically gets mad at him. He says, like, we've been best friends since, you know, you were in elementary school. And you said that you liked this girl because she was always very honest and had, like, integrity and stuff. And I'm, like, watching her lie about, no, she, like, agreeing that, no, she never knew Christopher. Like, she's lying to cover his butt, basically. And he's like, so basically he tells Christopher, he's like, you suck, basically. Like, you're being a bad person.
He probably does, yeah.
And then
kind of a jerk, yeah.
Well, yeah, and so he encourages him to make his own choices. So he turns down the movie role and fires his parents as his managers. Mm. Basically just saying, like, I just want you to be my parents. Like,
yeah, what was the movie role for?
I don't even think it was very specific.
It was probably for, like, a new Avengers movie, and ooh, he's really screwed the pooch there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sarah takes Jessica to a school dance. Basically, that Sarah's the older sister, and her friend was, like, mocking Jessica for being so lame for making up the Christopher story.
That is pretty lame.
And so she realizes that Jessica heard, and so she kicks her friend out and takes her little sister to the dance. Like,
because you know what's the most important thing?
Mm, going to the dance?
Family!
Family. And then, of course, as soon as they get there, she's like, okay, now you don't know me anymore, but, like...
Oh, so maybe not family.
So, and then Christopher shows up at the school dance and apologizes to Jessica on stage while he sings a song he's written for her. Of course, the paparazzi show up at the dance.
And of course, the paparazzi show up. They know where he is at all times. We've covered that before.
Yeah, numerous times. That's like the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
He confesses he was the one who lied and admits his feelings for Jessica. She forgives him. And the two agree to go out on a proper date because, after all, she is like 15 or something.
Super. How old is he? Or is this a problem?
It's never said, but they're both teenagers. But, like, he's like a year or two older.
Okay, so it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. We're okay with this.
Yeah.
It's still Paparazzi the Musical.
It is Paparazzi the Musical,
and
yeah,
it's definitely based on Justin Bieber.
Oh my, like, hold on. I'm going to show you a picture of this guy.
Hold your beer.
Hold my beer. Hold on. I'm going to find a picture.
Okay, I'm eagerly awaiting seeing... Oh, it's like Wish.com Justin Bieber.
Well, he was purposely, like, crossing his eyes on that.
Yeah, no, that's that's super duper
Justin
Bieber.
I'm going to show you what she looks like.
And she looks like Selena Gomez. Wow.
I'm sure that was a coincidence.
A coincidence in 2010 when... yeah, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were, like, the it teen couple.
I'm sure that was unrelated. So, yeah, it was...
Something?
You know, it actually wasn't even that bad, but it was very, like, forgettable. It was very meh. Like, it was very forgettable.
I guess that's better than, like...
The Magic Gordon, yeah.
The Magic Gordo is a good example. That's a bad movie. That's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, sometimes, like, bad movies are just like, meh.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're, like, kind of fun.
Yeah. So, I think the very first one you had me do, we called the episode There Should Be Dinosaurs, and it was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, like, bad, but it was, like, first of all, it was older, and it was over the top. And so it was, like, that level of bad. Other ones that have been bad are like, still enjoyable. Like, you had me watch Teen Beach Movie. I actually quite liked that. Or there was one about, like, the cows, and it was just so ridiculous and stupid that it was, like, kind of funny.
Oh, yes. The, yeah, the, it was, like, girls who went on the ranch or something.
Yeah. And they... Yeah.
What about the cheetah girls? Where does that fall in the spectrum? Oh, you're taking a big drink. That's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. It's nowhere near as bad as like the Magic Gourd, but I definitely like Teen Beach Movie better.
Hmm. Teen Beach Movie had a good hook to it.
Well, it had like a point to it.
Speaking of movies that are so bad that they're good, or maybe not, Madam Web is in theaters right now.
As we're recording.
Don't think it'll be there. It might not still be there when this comes out. Anyway, I'm thinking it's tangentially related to the Marvel Universe. It is a Marvel property.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Disney. It's Sony. It's Sony-based. Mm-hmm. But I think we should do a Sonyverse episode where we watch...
Oh, sure.
We could do a double blind date.
Okay.
Where we watch Morbius and Madame Web.
Okay.
The bad movies, maybe Kraven. I don't know. Kraven's supposed to come out at some point.
All right.
Just kind of talk about it.
Okay. The other one that we should do is going to be an adult episode.
Oh.
Because speaking of bad movies, the Winnie the Pooh and the Mickey and the Steamboat Willie horror movies.
Yes, we should do that as well. Yes,
but I think that would have to be a grown up episode because just by the nature of the movies, we can see how it goes.
It doesn't have to be that grown up. Like it's.
We won't talk details about like.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a horror movie, but bad. I don't know, Brandon. But yes, we can definitely watch. Find out if Craven's coming out soon, and then let that determine.
It's gotta be. The trailer was like a long time ago. True.
We have some Oscar movies we need to watch, though.
We do. Yeah. Like, no, quite a few. That's
down the road.
Maybe we should start tonight if we can find some.
Maybe. So judging from what I said, would you want to watch Starstruck?
Absolutely not.
No?
But it's kind of funny that it's based on Justin Bieber, all right, if you ask me.
You're going to invent a drink.
It's called the Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got blue curacao.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to have a rock star.
Of course. And hey, this is timely that I'm drinking this.
Yeah, you are drinking a rock star. Mm-hmm. And probably just some, like, vodka. And maybe, just a little bit of cinnamon on top.
Cinnamon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's like for his frosted tips.
Oh, I understand.
Because back in the day, he had frosted tips somehow. He did indeed. I don't know why. He was a little too young for that, but he did.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to know why I said blue curacao?
Why?
Because he's a big Leafs fan, and he's best friends with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner.
Which makes me like Justin Bieber a lot more. Actually,
it helps with me. Let me tell you, the All-Star game this year, he was
the celebrity.
He was the celebrity coach of Matthews' team. And Marner's team. I can't remember if they were. I think they were Marner was up for selection, so he was not on. It was Riley and Matthews' team. Mm. They were the co-captains.
Oh, okay.
Then they ended up picking Marner.
And Nylander. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It basically became a Leafs team.
And they won.
Yep. Because they were a Leafs team.
Because they are the greatest.
Today.
Who knows
by the time you're listening to this?
By the time they're listening to this, I could be very poor, like, down on the Leafs. Right now, I'm very up on the Leafs. So, okay.
Yes, they're in a winning streak right now. And on February 24th, they're on a winning streak.
Big winning streak. Okay. They're going to win the cup now. We're going.
Any questions about this?
Not a question, but it is very interesting that they had such a paparazzi-focused movie.
Yeah.
In 2010, it just goes to show you how long had passed since the paparazzi were like a taboo subject.
After Lady Di.
Yeah.
Princess Diana. Yeah, Princess Diana. That's true.
It's interesting. I don't know. That came to the top of my head. Yeah.
It definitely caught me, too, because like I remember when you didn't make movies about paparazzi or like before they were like a common.
To take it back to Disney, that's the whole reason that they changed Superstar Limo.
Yeah, it's true.
And so It's interesting that they, like...
Listen to our Superstar Limo Deep Dive.
Which is a great episode.
And it was a good plug there.
It was a great plug. But, I don't know. That's just the first thing that came to my mind. That it's like, it's 2010. Mm-hmm. It's long enough away that it's okay to make a movie about paparazzi.
Not quite 10 years, though, after. Well, hold on.
No, I think Princess Diana was like 98, 97... It was in the 90s. It was long before 9/11, anyway.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Our big millennial moments. Mm-hmm. Princess Diana was one of them.
That's true. And when they say, like...
You got what? OJ? Princess Diana?
Yes, and I remember both of those things. August 1997. There you go.
Ah, man, I am good at this stuff.
So, never mind, not quite 10 years. Almost 16 years.
13?
What? 97 to... Oh, 2010. I was thinking 2013.
2010.
Yeah, 2010. That makes sense. That makes sense. More than 10 years.
I'm good at math because I'm an accountant.
You are.
Oh, good thing.
Okay, so we had Princess Diana, Mother Teresa. I distinctly remember that.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't like a big event.
I definitely remember OJ. The OJ trial.
Yeah, well, the OJ trial and the chase.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think those are our big moments. Well,
and September 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a quintessential millennial moment. Because, mm-hmm. like, every single millennial was old enough to remember
9/11. I distinctly remember where I was when I heard about Princess Diana. And distinctly remember watching the OJ trial and the chase, and I distinctly remember where I was hearing 9/11 and the subsequent days that followed.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But so yeah, apparently in 2010 they thought
it was fine.
Paparazzi was okay.
13 years, yeah.
To make a movie about. Yeah. But the other thing that was interesting is how now archaic a lot of the stuff was. Like, yes, okay, they're still tabloids, but it is a totally different kind of situation. Like,
TMZ
they were,
did not exist in 2010.
You did not have social media like now, right? Like, she talks about, the older sister talks about following on blogs, but that's as close as you got.
2010, so we talk about 2010 being 13 years away from 97. It's longer than that away from right now.
Yes, it's true.
It doesn't seem like it, because like 2010... If you say it, it's like, oh, that should be like yesterday, basically. Mm-hmm. At least for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if you watch things from back then, there's stuff that dates it, like cell phones or...
Yes, that was in their cell phones. And then, basically anytime you're dealing with tech, it's going to be timestamp.
It's wild how crazy it is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, you made a drink. I didn't mind it. I'm never going to remember it. It was fine.
It's like a bleh Disney Channel
movie. It was fine. There wasn't anything problematic. There wasn't anything bad. I enjoyed some of it. The songs were very exactly the kind of songs you'd expect. Very, like, poppy. I don't know. Like, if you liked High School Musical, I like High School Musical better, but if you liked High School Musical and Camp Rock and Teen Beach Movie, this is in the exact same vein. Teen Beach Movie was the best of those. And then High School Musical.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But if you liked it, here's another one for the list, basically.
Paparazzi the Musical.
Is that the title?
That's the title! All right.
That's our show this week. Thanks, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You'll find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. I got a little sidetracked there for a second because I have a funny story.
You sure did.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Oh.
So just my little blurb there about El Mule. Thanks, El Mule.
Go El Mule.
Yeah, first of all, go El Mule. But I was at teacher's convention recently, and I was sitting beside Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
And someone said something, and she's like, oh, I thought they said El Mule. And then in my head, I could hear, thanks, El Mule, who's responsible for the... And I was like, yep.
Yeah. Yep. We do try to hit those notes where it's like the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of comfort in your life.
Yeah. Just like, if you didn't point to yourself with, I'm Brandon, I'd
They can't see that, though.
I can. You it brings can. Comfort
it's
to my
comfort,
life.
It's comfort to your yes. life. Okay, there you go.
You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you know someone who might like listening to us, we'd love it if you could recommend Disney A to them. So, I'm not sure what order. We have several episodes that we're recording in advance and then, like, laying out for while we're gone. And we have them all planned, but I don't know which one goes which. So, next episode will be one of those.
We're going to throw it out there and you can listen or not.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But there's a few things planned. We have, like, a deep dive in there. We have, like, movie
probably on
a very
important attraction in Disneyland.
You requested it, actually.
I do remember requesting. I'm just being sarcastic because I know it's not very important.
I think it's super iconic anyway. So maybe we'll do that one next. We'll see. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Oh, it's a meet cute.
Yeah.